the stars are shining bright with my love. When the sun has disappeared and the moonlight fills your head, wait until the full moon hits your face with my love. When the sun has gone over the horizon. Stroke it down.
Ah, the whales are back in town. Humpback whales in the background. So we're dealing, I'm dealing with a made-up but maybe soon to be spawned general diagnosis, a phobia, a condition called asaphephia. Asaphephia. And that was a dream word that came to me. I'm serious. It did come to me because there's just not enough fear and abject misery in the world, and we need more conditions and more phobias. I'm being puckish, so don't take me that seriously. So we're dealing with the... what are we dealing with again? We're dealing with the scourge... soon-to-be scourge of fear of murky, indecipherable mishmash. Okay, and again, I've created this milieu for you, this musical mixture, this matrix of healing music. I use stochastic principles, a stochastic method, and I top that off with subatomic particles that have been potentated with medicine, special medicine. And I drill them and I release them to set about your corpus and heal you. Subatomic particles, specifically neutrinos, ghostly neutrinos. And again, I hope you're enjoying the show. I do want to help you. I understand that a lot of phobias, even if we don't outright have a slam dunk aversion or fear of a particular thing, there are elements that we all share. We all share in something that is a common fear. Except knees. There is a fear of knees. I don't have any fear of knees, and chances are, I don't know, maybe nobody else in this stunning listening audience has that as well. But it's out there. There is a fear of knees. So anyway, we're dealing with that mouth-dropping incredulity, that puzzlement of hearing but not understanding, to the point that your mind has to adapt and maybe try to modulate it into something meaningful. And chances are it's more interesting and fun when you do that, because it's going to be just abject nonsense and crazy. Crazy. You have crazy thoughts. Anyway, it's maybe just an insight and an incisive look at your damaged psyche when you come up with this nonsense, right? All right. Well, let me tell you, it's WRCT Pittsburgh, and we're going to do the radio calendar right now. Let's see. Liberty Magic presents History of Magic Part 1, a sketch comedy show featuring magic, singing, stage combat, sideshow, and more to satirize magic from its birth in 2700 BC all the way up to modern day. Written by and starring two performers who happen to be chaotically good friends and partners in crime, Hayden Alcon and Nathan Fan. They have performed separately on TV shows, cruise ships, and stages across the globe and are uniting for a show that they have been working on for over 5 years. History of Magic Part 1 is presented April 3rd through May 12th at 803 Liberty Avenue, downtown. More information is available at trustarts.org. Space Gallery presents This Is Not a Map, bringing together 8 artists from Carnegie Mellon University Master of Fine Arts program. The collection of new works addresses contemporary notions of place, time, and storytelling, hailing from 5 continents, all now living and working in Pittsburgh. The artists are each presenting an installation informed by their diverse studio practices, utilizing a broad range of mediums from textiles and collages to video essays and digital sculpture. On display now through April 28th at 812 Liberty Avenue, downtown. The Pittsburgh Humanities Festival presents a 5-day festival exploring topics like, can computers understand morality? How do we unlearn the misconceptions surrounding soul food? What really is ASMR? And how can it bring communities together in new ways? Discover the answers to these questions and more as we investigate what makes us all human through a reimagined week of new ideas brought to light. The Pittsburgh Humanities Festival will be held. I'm not trying to be suspenseful. I'm trying to juggle a couple things going on here, and I'm not very good at that, multitasking. The Pittsburgh Humanities Festival will be held April 3rd through 8th at the Greer Cabaret Theater in downtown Pittsburgh. For more information about the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, visit trustarts.org. The RCT radio calendar is heard daily at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and 11 p.m. You or your organization has an event to include in the RCT. If you have an event to include, please send it at least 2 weeks in advance to WRCT Calendar, 1 WRCT Plaza, 5000 Forbes Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213, or email your event to radio-calendar at wrct.org. That's pretty cute. Those whales are like little puppies, so cute, like cats, mewling in their own little whale-like way. All right. The music calendar. Today, Thursday, 6 p.m., Preserving Underground, you have Oceano and Within the Ruins. At 6:30 on Stage AE, you have J.J. Gray and Mofro with Judith Hill. At 7 p.m. at Club Cafe, you have Christopher Mark Jones and Band with Liz McBride. At 8 p.m. at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's, you have Anxiety at Best, Sewn Tight, Treehouse Tragedy, MC Lily 6. At 8 p.m. at the Government Center, Tuckle Riggleman and the Cheap Dates, the Creedmoors, and Kelsey Cannon, Natural Rat. On Friday at 6 p.m., Preserving Underground, you have Peeling Flesh with Cemented in Fear and Remorseless Trauma. At 7 p.m. at the Roboto Project, you have Psych Ward Grips,
album release show with special guests Murder for Girls and Coke World. And at 8 p.m. at Club Cafe, you have Your Neighbors with Dream Foam. And that was your events calendars.
Voice. El sol brilla, las aves cantan y todo se siente bien en el mundo.
Hasta que cambia la estación y de pronto todo parece más oscuro, con menos vida, y pierde su motivación para salir de la cama.
Si lucha contra la depresión, no está solo. De hecho, una de cada cinco personas experimenta algún tipo de depresión y no importa la época del año. Puede afectar su capacidad física o conductual de tener una vida feliz.
En la Fundación de la Asociación Americana de Psiquiatría, entendemos por lo que está pensando y estamos aquí para ayudar. Nuestro objetivo es construir una nación mentalmente saludable para todos, porque usted quiere vivir su mejor vida y ser la mejor versión de usted durante todo el año. Trabajamos día a día para eliminar el estigma, combatir las enfermedades mentales y los trastornos por consumo de sustancias y promover el bienestar mental.
Si usted o un ser querido necesita ayuda, no está solo. Para más información, visite lasaludmental.org.
This is Elvis, calling from heaven. I'm sorry it had to be this way, but it's the most wonderful thing that could have ever happened to me. One by one, each of you will be here in this wonderful place with me. I tried very hard in the years I was with you, and now that I'll be with you in spirit, you'll still be listening for me. From time to time, I hope to be a little closer to you. I feel closer to you now than I ever did before. My spirit will reach out and touch each and every one of you. I'm stronger now. I'm no longer in flesh and blood. I'm spirit now and live with you throughout eternity. When you feel you want to reach me, and there's always a line to heaven. Remember that some grief itself has comforts. No doubt some will speak of me too sincere. Longer experiences will speak of me clear. Remember, earthly things will last only till life is ended, down to the closing of life's fast fading scene. You will need no earthly things here. Nothing is made by man. It's all God's work. I hope you will realize that I'm in the hands of God now. He's my manager, and my protectors are a band of angels. When you enter through the gates, they are made of pure gold. I even had a golden guitar waiting for me. If God should want me to perform for all the people up here, I will do my best, for I'm in his hands now. There had been times on earth that life demanded more than I could take. There had been times when I performed for you, I doubted my own performance. But you were always there to assure me that I had done what you wanted me to. And it gives me great pleasure to know that I've been able to bring a little happiness to each and every one of you. And this has been a great and wonderful soulful experience for me, as everything up here is far greater than I expected it to be. And now I have feeling all the time. You remember some people wanted you to believe God was dead? Well, I can tell you, he's very much alive. As my favorite song was, How Great Thou Art, only tells you a little of how great he is. It has been good talking to you, and now I must go, for there is a great homecoming and a great reunion with someone I've been waiting for so long. And all of you, you know who she is, my wonderful mother. So long now. I'll always be with you.
Thank you. Ya los tiempos han cambiado, usted está muy agüitao y el tabú que ha atravesado. Antes se bailaba el swing, boogie boogie, jiggle ball, pero eso ya torció y esto es lo que sucedió. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y le zumba, bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y le zumba, bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón. La cadera está a bailar, ella le hace muy de aquella cuando empieza a guarachar. Al compás de los timbales yo me siento petestear.
Los chucos suaves baila la rumba y le zumba,
baila guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón.
Los chucos suaves baila la rumba y le zumba,
baila guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón.
You're listening to Dr. Anomia's Wound Liquor on 88.3 WRCT here in the Pittsburgh area and internationally on the affiliate station XWLR from south of the border, 500,000 watts.
Oh, the whales must be having a whale of a time. Listen to that gambling and humpbacking and everything. Yeah, really, really great stuff. I don't know if it's relaxing, but it's really great stuff. Anyway, let me tell you that WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grand Avenue in Millvale. More information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordsstoreinc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9, exclusively here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Do you like new music and free tickets to shows? If so, you should listen to the new and newer music show. Every Sunday night from 9 to 11 p.m., join Peter as he plays your favorite new music and gives away tickets to your favorite band and artist's shows. Listen to the new and newer music show on 88.3 FM, stream at wrct.org, and follow on Instagram at newsshow, N-E-W show, WRCT dot. So we're winding things up here. Again, the Royal We, it's just me. And you know, I think, let me kind of bring the whales down to a small whaleish roar. I think what's afoot on campus here at Carnegie Mellon is their spring weekend. And that sounds like that'll be very nice. And there's a other aspect of it, which is sort of like a get-together of all the old alumni. So lots of fun with that, I am sure. We are finishing up talking about this new diagnosis. It's the new thing, the abject, terrible, desperate fear of indecipherable mishmash. Okay, murky at that too. And, you know, have you ever been in, to further this particular impression and contour of what we're talking about, if you've ever traveled to a country that is not a native, your native tongue, you will realize a lot of very interesting things and hopefully a lot of good things too. It's very healthy to do that. Good to get out of your comfort zone, not maybe so much comfort zone, but you know, your routine and your way of, you know, cultural ways of doing things. I'm talking more so about non-Western societies where, you know, English isn't necessarily the first or second language. It is interesting because you will discover this this murky indecipherability when you are trying to get some directions or you're trying to make yourself known for a particular intention. And really, again, I think it is just like a hiccup, as I stated previously, because you're listening intently. You're trying to perceive through all this kind of meta language, you know, body language, you know, the timbre of the voice, and, you know, how quick or how slow people are responding to you, you know, tetchy looks in the face and eye, twitchy eye movements, you know, trying to perceive exactly who you're dealing with, and also if you are understanding. You know, you're hoping that you're dealing with somebody that's really nice, and they're not, you know, they're not, mostly it's going to be just people who look at you as hopelessly lost, and, you know, another American, ugly American abroad. That's not true. I mean, people are, you know, you'll be surprised. Anyway, so you start again, imprinting your sensibilities on what they're saying, trying to squeeze out as if it were an orange or a lemon, trying to squeeze out meaning and context. And it's very unsettling. Again, it is that slack-jawed incredulity, however, and not fun at all. And, you know, there are things in this culture, too, not necessarily American-made. Well, they can be, but, you know, there are plenty of mouth-dropping antics and, you know, versifying and testifying and doing all kinds of interesting gyrations with the language and with... you know, linear thinking. It also comes in culturally. I mean, I remember when I was a young lad at Carnegie Mellon, I went to see Blow Up. You know that film, that legendary film that features the Yardbirds and a couple other actresses in there that I can't remember the name now right now, but, you know, soon to be famous. Anyway, very, very interesting film in terms of its cinematography, okay? And very nonlinear. by director, who was it? Antonio Nionio, something like that. That's close enough. I'll tell you what, I was all of like 17 when I watched that, and I thought it sucked. I thought it was the most pretentious, stupid film I've ever seen. It made no sense. And I'm not one that, you know, needs to have a linear and, you know, spoon-fed kind of cinematic presentation, vocabulary, and all that stuff. I mean, I like to be challenged, and there's plenty of movies that were incredible in that regard, I would say. But Blow Up just seemed like it was as the British would say, a wanking off. You know, it just was very gratuitous and really went nowhere. And I know I'm going to have people who may be listening to this like disagreeing and really hating me right now. But look, I gave it a chance again. It played about a year or two ago on cable, on I think Netflix or something like that. And I watched it. And you know what? I was so impressed with how it was staged and the colors and the motions and even the... Indeed, editing and cinematography. But I'll tell you what, it was just as stupid and gratuitous as it was the first time. All right, well, listen, I'm going to be playing something right now, and I want you to relax. But I want to give you fair warning, because this is like a snippet from, you know, the XWLR show of Wound Liquor. And, SoundCloud, Wound Liquor, Wound Liquor show. And there is a hypnotist who really, really got up my nose, And so I started casting some aspersions on his meritless methods. You know, I just thought he was one of the biggest hucksters around. And I, you know, again, sometimes I just snap to conclusions, but I'm sure he's nice enough. He has a nice voice. But he actually came to the studio really, really upset. Well, anyway, let me let you hear this.
Hello, I'm Dr. Stephen Gergovich, and I'd like to provide a few instructions before you begin using the trance work of Healing Mind, Healing Body. First, I want you to know that it requires your concentration, so I do not want you to use this while driving a car or operating any machinery or doing other activities that would detract from your concentration. Find a regular time and a regular place to practice. You can use headphones or speakers, but it's nice to have an automatic shutoff on the CD player so you don't have to turn it off when it's finished. Use this CD twice a day, if at all possible, for at least 1 month, and continue using it thereafter as you feel necessary. One of the times can be at bedtime, and the other time may be a regular time and place where you're very deliberately using, rehearsing, doing your hypnosis. I find that transition points, like before and after or between activities, are usually a good time to introduce your hypnosis, and it makes for a wonderful refreshment time as well. And be creative. Add all your own ideas, images, and suggestions. And as you're adding your own thoughts and images, as you're tailoring this to fit as well as you can for yourself, remember, never the knots.
Never the knots.
No contractions. It's not something you do not want. Make it positive, very positive. Image it. Say it as something you do want. Never the knots. Image it positively.
In fact, doing it
with images is even safer because there's no confusion over an image. That's already a literal message to your mind body or your unconscious. And if you need to, write your suggestions down on a tablet so you know what you want to tell yourself. And again, this is in addition to what you'll be hearing on the CD itself. And it's okay to fall asleep. In fact, it can be a good thing. When you're doing it at bedtime, allow yourself to get conditioned to going to sleep to this. Your eyes are closed, but your ears never close. Your eardrums move with sound waves, and they continue to record the message. As long as the message has your approval, your unconscious mind may use this message even as you're sleeping soundly and deeply. And if you find yourself awakening during the night, you can always replay the CD and drift back into sleep with it. You'll also notice that if somebody is listening to it with you, your partner or your spouse, you'll observe that they'll probably do better with it than you will initially. That's because they're not working at it. They're not trying too hard. And that's one of the things you want to avoid, too. You don't want to be trying or making work out of this. Just use this. Do this as a very pleasurable experience. Enjoy it. For it's all for you. And make sure that you take credit for all that you achieve with your hypnosis. Every bit of it is coming from within you. There's no magic in my words. There's no magic in a CD. But there is a wonderful magic, a power with inside yourself, because you are accessing the mind-body connection, conscious mind and subconscious mind, and you're providing direction as to what you want this powerhouse of ability and talent to perform for you, therapeutically in achieving the goals you desire for your health and well-being, but also for your performance and for your prosperity. So now you're ready to proceed to the next track, which will be doing and using your hypnosis. In future sessions, you may want to bypass this track of instructions and go directly to the track that has the audio trance work for Healing Mind, Healing Body. Enjoy your hypnosis. This trance belongs to you. You're doing well.
This trance belongs to you.
That's right.
Dr. Anomia, this is Dr. Stephen Gergovich. Listen only to the sound of my voice. I see you putting your fingers in your ears. I am here to expose you for the charlatan that you are. Me, a charlatan. Don't you listen only to my voice. I am here to control your mind. Get your fingers out of your ears.
Gurdjieff, what the hell are you doing in here? I saw that you put the guard into a hypnotic trance. I knew that had to be you. I knew it had to be you. Get out! Get out!
This isn't the last you'll hear of me.
All right, Dr. Anomia, he's gone. Sorry about that, but he hypnotized, not to make light of it, the security guard who I awakened by throwing a cup of cold water in his face before I came in here to throw him out. He is, his picture has been posted at the front desk, and there's no way he's going to get in here again. So, sorry about that. Carry on. The fun never ends here at XWOR, your home for healing, entertainment, and drama. Back to you, Doc.
Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Call is threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Just by chance, we did meet again, and it carried me back to when. But you turned and passed me by, like you saw me through strangers' eyes. Am I even a memory? Darling, have you forgotten me? In the night, in the dream,